This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, and in particular, we're talking about how God is going, the method that God is going to use to change your life forever, to change your circumstances. And again, it doesn't matter what aspect of your life we're talking about, spirit, soul, body, financially, or socially. By the way, when I say socially, that includes your family and relationships. That's your social interactions, okay? And so we're talking about how does this work, because you need to understand it so that you can begin to put these things into practice into your life, and you don't get frustrated when you're sitting there and you're praying, but it's not something that prayer is going to produce, or you're praying, but you're not doing anything with God's methodology, okay? And so here we see this parable that Jesus said is the key to understanding anything that he teaches, okay, or anything that he ministers. Now, again, if you've missed any part of this, our partners make it possible for us to give you these materials absolutely free. You can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and you can receive these messages absolutely free. Our partners do that for you, and you need to listen to these things over and over again, because after all, you're about to find out the sower sows the word. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. Now that's important, right? You're gonna have to sow the word. Your prayer time should be based on the word you have sown into your heart. Your fasting time should be based upon the word that you have sown into you, okay? It says, these are the words by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately to take away the word that was sown in their hearts. These are people who didn't understand it. We've already covered this at great length. Satan just didn't come up and kick them in the head and take it. They didn't understand it, so it was easy for them to be stolen from. You need to make up your mind. And again, these guys didn't understand it either. The disciples didn't understand it. These other people that were standing around, they didn't understand it either. That's why Jesus said, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? They didn't get it. But they made up their mind they were going to get it. They want to understand, and that's got to be you, okay? So he goes on and he says this. We've already talked about that group. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so only endure for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arose for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. You know, they received it with gladness, but then they did not take the time to get it down on the inside of them. It had no root. And you've got to continue on past your emotions, compassed, and even while you're still emotionally, get it down on the inside of you. Let it take root. Now, we'll get into this, but one of the ways that it'll take root is to act on it. Act on it when you don't feel like it. Keep sowing it in there. That's part of it. But then act on it, whatever it is. Especially the more difficult it is. If you want it to take root, keep sowing it down on there, because the word also waters. But then act on it. Let it become a part of you. Begin to look at the situations in your life. Begin to look around and see things in light of this word that you're sowing down on the inside of yourself. Think about this word that I've been hearing. How does it apply to this area? This word that I've been hearing, how does it apply to that area? And that's what helps it to take root. Now, if you lay it down, please understand there's going to be that there's the reason you're feeding on this word is at some point your life is going to be challenged, and that word will have been the solution to the challenge. And it's the challenge is coming whether you lay the word down or not. I gave this illustration the other day. So the Lord says, go to the gym. So you go to the gym and you're excited about going to the gym initially. You're going to get in shape, all this. But then the excitement wanes and it's not taking root in you. You're not demanding out of yourself. You get up every morning. You're not demanding out of yourself. You do the exercises. So it doesn't have a root. You don't begin to define your life around going to the gym that God told you to go to. You know, you don't start scheduling everything around your gym time, because after all, you should, because that's what God told you to do. So then one day you're walking along and a limb falls on you, or a tree falls on you, and now you can't get the tree off, and you begin to get, you know, the word stumble here means offended. People get offended at God. God, why won't you help me? Why won't you help me? He did help you. He told you to go to the gym, exercise, so that when the tree fell on you, you would be able to get it off of you. Now understand, I didn't stick with the gym, Lord. I didn't stick with the gym. It doesn't matter. The tree was coming anyway. And so you need to understand that. Not only that, you do need to understand this. The devil is going to challenge you on the word you hear. People say, well, then I don't want to hear very much, right? I don't need any more challenges. He's going to challenge you anyway. You might as well have an answer to the challenge. The tree's going to fall anyway. You might as well have an answer. And a lot of times people say, well, now that I got this tree on my chest, I think I should get back to the gym. Well, you can't get back to the gym because you got a tree on your chest, right? Now you're going to need somebody that's been to the gym to come help you to get the limb off. You know, today we're going to pray that you receive a miracle, if you have need of a miracle in your life. And all that I'm doing is, at least as far as I believe and as far as I've been instructed of the Lord, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear about your miracles. But I want you to understand this. When you need a miracle and I'm releasing this miraculous power into your life, really in very real way, you've got a tree laying on you right now. And so now somebody who has spent time right at the gym is going to come by and help lift that tree off of you. Now, I'm not elevating myself. There's been plenty of times I needed somebody who'd been in the gym when I hadn't to lift it off of me. I'm not saying that, but understand that this is not after we take the limb off of you. You need to get into the gym for yourself and stay there. You need to move beyond just enduring for a time. You have to make up your mind, this is your way of life, and it's going to be your way of your life forever. Do you know how many people receive miracles and then lose them because they walked into a service? And I'm sad to say, I've seen this happen so many times. And one in particular just happened in 2019 that I remember clearly. This family had a child that was had some brain damage, right? And this is what happened. I was actually there supporting another minister, attending another minister services. And so what happens is the people come in, been there for 2 days, I guess, and it's the third day. Now, on the third day, now I was told that these people with this child in this wheelchair had been there every day, but they hadn't. And so what happens is they know this minister is known for having miracles and stuff. So they bring their child in the wheelchair. And it's a sad situation. And this minister, to his credit, said, sure, I'll meet with him, met with him privately in a back hallway and began to minister to him. Now, here was the interesting thing, though. He ministers to him. And then their next thing that I see is they leave the hallway. I found out during the midst of this conversation, they had not been in the services for the last 2 days. They'd literally come in just to have him pray. And you want to know what happened next? When it was over and he had prayed and we turned our heads, they left. Now, do I believe that God is going to do a miracle in your life? Yes, I do. But folks, I might be getting the limb off of you, but you need to make a decision that you're going to be prepared for the next limb and you're going to get strong to keep other limbs from falling off of you. You cannot just receive a miracle today. You shouldn't just show up to church with the attitude of, just get this limb off of me, will you? And then I'm leaving. I felt so bad for that family. And I people say, well, are you blaming them? Well, I'm not going to blame God. And the devil is the defeated foe. So somewhere in the problem is either with us. And there's a problem when you just come in for prayer and then you're not planning on doing anything with the very thing that Jesus said would bring the greatest degree of change, which is the Word. They should have been there both days. They should have sat there. And then after, because there was another service coming up, and after they were ministered to, they should have stayed. Why? Because it's the sower sows the word that you can't just endure for a time. You can't just immediately receive it with gladness. Listen, I believe you're about to receive a miracle. But don't just receive it with gladness and say, "Woo, this is awesome." Like a guy the other day that he was almost completely deaf and he receives his hearing. And 3 days later, he's like, "Wow, could this really be real? And can I really be hearing this good?" And then all of a sudden his hearing just cut off. And people say, "Well, God took his healing away." No, it didn't. He didn't endure. Satan showed up. And because he had just reveled in the fact that God had healed him, he should have immediately begun to feed on scriptures in regards to deafness and hearing and stuff like that. Why? Because there's a limb coming. And listen, I believe with all my heart right now that I'm going to release the miraculous power and you're going to be able to be free and you're going to receive a miracle. But please don't just receive this with gladness and only endure for this time of this prayer. Get into the Word so that you never have to deal with this problem again. Father, in the name of what I want you to do right now is just concentrate on Jesus. He's the miracle worker. He's the author of the power. And now what I want you to do is I want you to think about the miracle you need, even if it is your child in the wheelchair. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle. I command this miracle working power to go into your life and the life of your children, to go into your finances, to go into your family, to go into every cell of your body and effect a change right now. In the name of Jesus, I release this miracle working power into your life. And I command the miracle to be made manifest. In Jesus' name, I believe that you have your miracle. Please contact us and tell us about it. But after you contact us and tell us about it, go back and listen to these broadcasts over and over again. Do not just endure for a time. Listen to Michael. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His Word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, "If we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us." That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head